Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, December 6th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about food insecurity in Zimbabwe as millions of people face starvation.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And as usual, on the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about food insecurity in Zimbabwe.
The World Food Programme says millions of people in rural and urban areas in Zimbabwe are facing serious food shortages due to successive crop failures and what a United Nations food rights expert has described as a man-made humanitarian disaster.
Indications are that more than 60% of the population of a country once seen as the breadbasket of Southern Africa is now considered food insecure, with most households unable to obtain enough food to meet basic needs. In rural areas, a staggering 5.5 million people are currently facing food insecurity as poor rains and erratic weather patterns are impacting harvests and livelihoods. In urban areas, an estimated 2.2 million people are food insecure and lack access to minimum public services, including health and safe water.
And according to a recent report by the World Food Programme, some of the worst affected households are in Norton, Epworth, Plumtree, Marondera Urban, Chinoy, Zimba, and others. These, of course, are urban areas. Bidebridge Urban is the least affected town, together with Shavani Urban, Harare Urban, Chitungwiza, and several others. WFP says households are increasingly failing to access adequate food without external assistance as a result of the ongoing economic challenges, including continuous price increases of basic commodities.
The World Food Programme further says the economy as a whole is deteriorating beyond predicted levels. Fuel scarcity continues, inflation is escalating in all sectors, cash liquidity challenges are worsening, erratic power supplies have become the order of the day, crippling water shortages are being experienced in urban and rural areas, and poverty has gripped communities due to high unemployment levels and incapacitation of social safety nets. To make matters worse, WFP says the cost of agricultural inputs is beyond the reach of most people.
To join the show right now and tell us what you think about this issue, you need to call us on the numbers that we gave you. Or please note that we are also live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Give up, please. Ngunjani mfowethu?
Mina ngiyaphila, kunjani
wena? Awubona ke mfowethu, yes. So sikhuluma ngokudla lapho, khanya ngizana ukudla, kuyahlupha. Nxa sikhangela ke emakhaya, sikhangela emadolobheni, kungani kuyafana nje. So ke i-WFP, i-World Food Programme, khanya ngizani ukubeka sobala ukuthi abantu abaningi okubangalisayo badinga ukuthi banike ukudla. So bacabangela ukuthi abantu abafika 5.5 million emaphandleni bangani bathwele nzima sibili ngokuswela ukudla. Kuzobuya abantu abafika 2.2 million emadolobheni bathwele nzima kakhulu. So nxa sebekhangela amadolobho bathi kunzima endaweni zabo Plumtree, kunzima eNorton, kunzima lezinye indawo sibili, kungani ukudla akukho emadolobheni. Kuzobuya le makhaya njalo khanya ngazani kunjalo bathi kuyabasela mfowethu. Ungazani ke kuyahlupha. Bathi ke usokungani kubadidanisa ingqondo ukuthi lo hulumende leka sayenelisa ukuthi adingele abantu ukudla. So khanya ngazani kuyafika mfowethu.
Onguka hamwadiwa manzwa zvikutaurwa naGibbs apo. Nhasi nyaya iri mudariro inyaya yenzara iyo yapfunya chisero mudzimba dzakawanda zvikuru kumaruwa. Asi kazhinji vanhu vekumaruwa ndo vanowanzoda chikafu. Asi rwendo runo Shabhani inenge yakadzora mwando. Nyangwe vanhu vari mumadhorobha vari kunzi vari kudawo chikafu. Nekudaro veWFP zvavanga vasati vamboita vatanga kupa vanhu vari mumadhorobha chikafu, vachitarisa nzvimbo dzakaita sana Epworth, vana Norton, kunonzi kune nzara inotyisa, Marondera hakuna kumira zvakanaka nekunana Plumtree mumadhorobha anenge ari imomo. Zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka. Nekudaro tida kunzwa kubva kwamuri vateereri kuti munoona sei, muri kubatsirawo sei vamwe vasiri kukwanisa kunge vachiwana zvekudya. Tatarisana nezoro rekisimusi kudai, zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka nekuti WFP inoti vanhu vangada kusvika 8 million chingava chidimbu chevanhu vose vari munyika, kana kuti half the population vari kudaiwo chikafu. Hurumende iri kuti iyo zviri kukonzerwa nekusanaya zvakanaka kwemvura. Asi takaona imwe nhumwa yeUnited Nations ichiti hongu mvura haina kunaya, asi zvimwe zvacho anenge mazvokuda mavanga enyora, kana kuti hurumende inombozvisikira moto muziso nekuita zvinhu zvisina kufanira, zvakafanana nekuti vanhu vakatora mapurazi asi vakagarira mapadza. Gibbs.
So when we are looking at some of the figures, you know, provided by the World Food Program Blessing, we see that in terms of urban food insecurity prevalence, it says that about 30% of the households are cereal insecure and in need of urgent assistance. And about 77% of the households are below the food poverty line and unable to meet basic needs. And approximately 93% of the households are below the total consumption poverty line. This seems like a very huge. So when you look at the number of people, the number of households that are food insecure, you know, like we mentioned, not on Epworth, Plumtree, Marondera, Epworth, Chinoy, Zwimba, Kuromonzi, Rua, Tumboshawa, Chivuseke, Weza, and so forth, these are facing serious food shortages. So it seems it's a crisis.
And of course, what is also notable in this report is the fact that the WFP is saying that the Zimbabwe government is failing to meet its quota. The government was supposed to at least feed 3 million people out of these 8 million, and donors would be assisting 5 million other people. But according to this report, they are saying, however, given the deteriorating food security situation and questions around government's ability to continue to cover 3 million people with food assistance under the FDM's program in the coming months, it becomes impossible for WFP to focus only on its current planned caseload when the needs are high and government might not cover households which are not part of the WFP's response. That's a problem right there, Gibbs, when it comes to how the government can at best assist in the food situation. But of course, the United Nations itself, the WFP, was saying that of the money that they need, they only have got about 30%. So that's another problem on its own, that they seem to be a bit of donor fatigue, if we might call it that way, in that not many donors as expected are coming to aid Zimbabwe. This is usually done through the United Nations.
And according to the WFP, again, blessing, it seems as if they are saying the poor start of the 2019-2020 rainfall season is increasing chances of a bad crop season. So which means, if there is a bad crop season this year up to next year, then the crisis will continue and most probably things will get worse. And they are saying that the cost of agricultural inputs is beyond the reach of many people. So Zulukanda Baliyazwela lapho kukhulunywa iWFP iyakhuluma sibili ukuthi abantu abaningi bayalamba njalo nxa sebekhangela izulu seliphuzile kukhanya ngazani ngxa yabantu basezebevune kahle lonyaka. Kanya sibili kulodubo olunye olumangalisayo. Bakhuluma njalo nokuthi nxa sebekhangele ukuthi abantu baphila njani, but abantu abaningi sebengabayanga inxa yokuthi akula msebenzi, inxa njalo yokuthi into eziningi vele kungazani asahambe ngemfanelo, imali lokunye okutshiyeneyo. So kunjalo ke mfowethu.
Gibbs, of course, we have people following on Facebook. Thank you so much. We have Fraser Chicks, Nathan NR, who says, good evening, follows around the globe loud and clear here in South Africa. I guess he's saying he's
following. Yes.
He's following. And then Idzai Janda Ziva, Arguti Masquera Seita, Squera, Tina Kripo Chinyowa, Arguti Aripo Sisonge, thank you so much. Wellington Msipa aripo pachirongwa tinotenda nevamwe varipo hatisikwanisa kudoma panguva inoyi asi iko zvino Gibbs we have our first guest Reverend Dr. Levi Kadenge of the Methodist Church is based in Epworth, one of the areas that is badly affected by this food crisis. Dr. Kadenge, good evening.
Are you there, Dr. Kadenge?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, thank you so much. Gibbs, maybe you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, can you tell us the situation right there? You know, are people accessing food? Are people eating once a day or they're not eating at all? What's going on in terms of food security?
Yeah, it's a desperate situation whereby some people are not eating anything. If they eat very little so that they can survive. But people are suffering. There is no food. They have nothing at all. And they are just wishing someone would come with something for them to survive. It's really a desperate situation.
Now, Reverend Kadenge, there was another report by the United Nations that says that, according to its findings, the most affected are women and children. And, you know, they actually noted that some girls are now being forced into prostitution because of this food crisis. Is this something that you are also witnessing around Epworth?
Yes, it's very prevalent now because people are suffering and there's nothing to for them. And if at all they can get something, by whatever means, they would rather get it. So it's so dire in such a way that people can pick anything to survive. So it's really difficult and it's hard for girls and the children who are growing up these days. And it's so difficult. I can't say anything more than that. It's a very dire situation.
Thank you, Reverend Kadenge. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the food situation in the country where an estimated 8 million people are food insecure. Gibbs.
Yes, lo mama ke unaka prim ecingweni. Na prim kunjani mama? Yebo kwa yangzani ke ucingo lwakhe luquntekile. Kodwa kulabantu blessing abasilandela ku Facebook. Umsunduzo Ndlovu uthi ngikhona kunapha badube kanye losikhumbuzo mlalazi. So ndikubona njani bafowethu okwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe. Kuzobuya ke uPamela Khumalo la uthi ngikhona bafowethu then kuzobuya uAyanda Thando Kalupheli Ndlovu Gobosi. Uthi what is our own government doing to help its citizens? Eqinisweni labo abazithi bazinkokeli zakwalakithi bayihluleka ukubusa sibili ngazani kusitshayisa ngamakhanda khonapho. Kuzobuya ke usikhumbuzo mlalazi uthi liyatsho sibili iBhayibhile likaNkulunkulu xa sokubuya izikhathi ezinje. Ye, so uphinde ungezelele mfowethu usitshele John khonapho.
Tinavamwe vari paFacebook hanzi naTalent Muchemwa imi madhara imi itai muchizivawo vamwe vamuinavo paFacebook data riri kudhura but tinenge tichida kunzwa news dzechokwadi. Tinashe Rudumbu ari kuti there is too much corruption. Ndo vamwe varipawo tichaita kunge tichiverenga
Edisbanda ungauchona njani ba?
Hayi njenile kunjani mthembu?
Hayi nyaphila kakhulu mdaweni. Ungapi konapho mdaweni?
Hayi ngisethabalala ndilalele nje kuradio yami yamabhathi ndilalele nje so.
Uboni ke nxa ule radio ewayindwayo siyathaba kakhulu kuthi asilalele.
Hayi wayindwayo kuthenga amabhathi lokuze njengoba sithatha singela magetsi.
Hayi kuyazwakala mntu omdala. So akusitshele ngendlala khonapho kunjani eJabalala.
No ukunzima uyazi ukuthi la khonapha etown nje bahecha abantu bayabathwele nzima ngoba lingakhangela khona abasebenzayo balutshana almost maybe 8% basebenzi abantu iningi lonke alinamsebenzi. So emathown lakho kumele sibe bencediswa abantu.
Manje abantu baphila ngani siphanda khona?
Hayi kunzima ukuthi nje uhulumende wethu kalathando iluthuso. Ngalathanda abanambe bengabanye kade beyayekela bethi hayi sesehlulekile betshiyele abanye.
Ye kodwa ukuthiya umbuso kuyahlupha kodwa-ke nxa sukhangele abantu bevuka ekuseni lisiyatshona umuntu uyabe edlele.
Hayi kunzima ngoba njengakhonapha duze le masuku uyazi abantwana bayaseyinto ukuthi athezi nje yiholiday but kunzima kunzima.
So abantwana abafeyintanga abesikolo
abesikole ngokuya besuke ngikhaya engadlanga.
So singathi manje kudubo lonke lolu luqedwa ngani ngoba emadolobheni kujale ukuthi abantu bangani nje bangcono?
Hayi kunzima kwelapho ngcono emathawuni akwelapho ngcono sibili kumele kuncediswe i-WFP nayo kumele ikhangele sibili bengakhangeli indawo ezincinyane ko-Plumtree lakhona apha phakathi.
Yes, babona besisho njalo sibila kobulawayo baqambile sokuthi hayi kulabantu abangani bayalamba. Hayi ke
abantu bayalamba.
Yes, so wena nxa umakhelwane wakho elamba pho liphila njani khona?
Uyazi akuphileki, akuphileki liqiniso lela ungeke ubone omunye engalethele zima wena ungamncedi. Kunzima sibi.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ke ungathola kusasa baba Smith.
Ngiyabonga Mthembu.
Yeah, thank you. Too. Okay, bye-bye. We'll be back again, bye-bye.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Eddie Spanda lives in Tshabalala. He says the situation is quite bad in Tshabalala. That's a setup in Bulawayo. So, he says some people spend maybe the whole day without any food, and children are fainting at school. And he says, you know, it's dire, really.
Gaiti, it's okay. Kuna Reverend Kadenge, mchiripo iriparunare. Reverend Kadenge?
Wangu ndiripo.
Tichi tarisa iyo mamiro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzekudya imomo epoethum. Kune vari kuuyawo here nerubatsiro vemasangano anopa rubatsiro aya. Vari kushandawo here nemachechi zviri kufamba sei?
Variko. Variko vari kufamba vachibatsira vachipa vanhu chikafu. Vakati wande saka zvongoimba kuti vanobatsira vachipawo kunyanya vasina nokuti hapana chokubata hapana kana basa racho rokuti munhu ashande awane changawani zvese izvozvo hazvipo saka vanhu vakangomirira kuti pane munhu angangosvikawo akavangobatsira saka ndozvo vakangomirira hapana chimwe chinhu chavangawane kana mari zvayo shomanani hapana saka inhamu chete yasvuura vanhu muno munyika medu.
Tinotenda rambai zvenyu muri parunare Reverend Gibbs.
Yes, ndo baba Ndiweni lapa blessing. Baba Ndiweni uchona njani?
Baba ndichona njani.
Hai siyaphila Ndiweni ungapi konapo baba?
Nenzenkai.
Kunjani enkai bantu?
Kuyafiwa lapha kumango hlela.
Ngume njani?
Indlala ngiyindlala yodwa nje kuphela.
Akuchasisela abantu ukuthi bekwazi sibile ukuthi kume njani khona benkayi batshele ukuthi abantu baphila njani umuntu evuke ekuseni esiyalala uyabe edleni akutshela abantu.
Kunzima kakhulu mfowethu ngenxa yokuthi ukuphila osukukhona sokuyintando kaNkulunkulu ukuthi umuntu liphume ilanga litshone ngoba uyabe ungakwazi ukuthi abantwana uyabe uzobaphani amanye ama-families ya uyabe ubona ukuthi bathule nzima ngoba babechasisa isigaba sokuthi vele lokudla kanye kabasadli kanye amanye ama-families asesidla medi kanye kube isigaba sokuthi nje kungaphekwa kube sekuseni kuze kuyedliwa medi ntambama ngoba ngitshela ukuthi igokoko ukuthi lithenge like lafika ku-100 pond so ngesigaba sakhona 100 pond yangikhona ukuyithole eZimbabwe ngendlela imali engatholakali ngakhona akuhlungu kakhulu futhi okulandelayo ngubonayo ukuthi kuza kuba lezidumbu zendlala ma kulokhu kuqhubeka isimo sibanje.
Singathi khonapho manje abalambayo bancedwa mbani kambe uhulumente uyangenela kumbe abantu sebeziphilela nje njengenyoni nje
okubusungu ukuthi uhulumende ngathi ungenele uzizwa ukuthiwa kufuneka maybe abantu abangu-5 kumbe abangu-10 ewadini. Akuntshele iwadini labantu abaningi noma indawo elabantu abaningi, uzwa kuthiwa kwenye izigaba abantu bayahola. Kuko kwaba lohlelo endaweni yangakithi la engikhona mina olwaluletho i-World Vision okubizwa kuthiwa ngumshandela nje ukuthi abantu bayathiwa imisebenzi yokuthi bangenzani ukwenza ukuthi ama-NGOs lana abancedisi ngesigaba sokudla. Bake bahola, I think bahole kwaba kanye, but manje uma ngibhekile sokulapho 4 to 5 months bengakazi bahole. Ukuthi kwenzakalani no one knows. Laleyo mali ababeyithengiswe kumbe ikhona kumbe kayikho, but into enginanzelayo mina mangiyikhangele ngedwa, ngibona ngani ama-NGOs njengalokhu kwakuvele sokuzohlela ukuthi imali eyi-foreign currency ingafika, sokumele iyewele ezandleni zikahulumeni. Then bona bese bethiwa abantu imali yaseZimbabwe. Manje inkinga esikhona ukuthi mina manginanzelela ngibona ngani sokwesigaba sokuthi njengoba imali vele ingekho elizweni, khathesi ukuthi abantu laba bahole stuck. Kuke kwapraiswa khathesi ukuthi kuthiwa ngcono balungisise amafoni imali zifakwe ku-ecocash, but still there's nothing. And into ebuhlungu ukuthi abantu they are still going hungry, going further okokuthi sokusiya kwi-situation. Ngakuthiwa maybe uhlelo nalolu luncedisilokwanisa ukuthi luphabantu izimali, abanye abantu bebezasurvivor. Ngoba kunjengoba ngisitsho ukuthi umakhelwane wami ngeke alambe mina if makade ngizuzile something.
Hayi, ndiwena sibongile kakhulu baba, ube nempela viki enhle. Silethemba lokuthi lizasila iphepha khona ngapha.
Hey, siya kakhulu esesikukhala ikhona ukuthi uhulumende kuphela made angenele anikeze abantu. Kukhona lokho ababekuthenjisiwe kwenzela ukuthi abantu bakwazi bacekulelane sincedisane la umakhelwane we-decision isiphile.
Hayi, ndiwena baba, siyabonga kakhulu khona ngapha ngenkaya. So that is Mr. Ndiweni. He says there's a very big problem in Kai. At one stage, there was a food for work program, but it ended 5 months ago. So he says the situation is very bad, and a 10 kg bag is going for about 100 pond. And he says no one affords that kind of money. And he says, you know, the many households are really in dire straits.
Indlala yodwa.
Yeah, indlala yodwa mfowethu.
That's what he said.
Uchayile khona. Yeah,
njalo. Tina mkomatapiwa varunare. Mkomatapiwa makadi.
Tiripo makadiyo.
Tiripo muri kupi?
Kugogwe.
Kugogwe kakamira sei?
Nzara iriko.
Zviri kufamba sei? Muri kurarama nei? Kuri kumbouyawo vamwe here vari kubatsira nechikafu kana kuti?
Tiri kupiwa hedu chefood for work tichingoti zvinotoitawo zviri nani, asi pachinenge chapera zvinotonetsa.
Saka vanenge vachipa chekafu chakawanda zvakadii pamhuri, uye munenge muchipohwa chii chaizvo?
Chibage, one bag per family. Saka imwe nguva hachizokwani, nozopedzisira zvema kutonotenga pabhagedhi rekuita 65 kana 70 pari zvino.
Mabhondi aya?
Mabhondi.
Aish, ya. Ko mari dzekugaisa?
Kugaisa ma-$15 ma-$10.
Takambonzwa iwo veWFP vachitaura kuti mune dzimwe nzvimbo vanenge vachipa vanhu mari idzo dzekugaisa kana kutengawo zvimwe zvishoma-shoma, asi vachimboti zvinenge zvakuti netsei nekuti mari dzacho dzemabhondi hadzimo. Imi munopuhwawo mari here nevanopa rubatsiro avo kana kuti murikopuwa chikafu?
Tikungopiwa, tikungowana chibage chezvesocial welfare. Mari hakuna kuno kwati.
Vamwe vanombochema-chemawo kuti panomboitwa zvematongerwo enyika pakupa vanhu chikafu. Muri kupiwa henyu zvakanaka?
Tiri kupiwa zvakanaka.
Aiwa, zvinofadza kana muchipiwa henyu zvakanaka. Ko tichitarisa mwaka uri kuteera uyu, pane chinobuda here? Muri kurima here?
Kurima takarima, asi mvura haiko, haisinaya. Saka zvinhu zvacho hazvinomira mushe. Gonye racho riri kunetsa repasi, chibage chacho chiri kurumwa. Saka hameno tichangoona, tichangotarisirawo denga racho iriri kudarichatipa mvura yacho.
Saka munharaunda yenyu munowanzorarama munorima chii? Ndedzipi zvirimwa zvamungati ndo zvinonyatsoita kuti mukwanise kurarama?
Chirimwa chonyatsoita kuno kuchibage.
Chibage. Asi kune gonye vamboya here idzo nyanzvi kubva kune kubazi rezvekurima?
Tisati tavaona.
Hamusati maona? Haiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda. Regai tiende kuna mukoma Brian. Mukoma Brian makadini?
Tiripo edu makadiwo.
Tiripo muri kupi?
Makadikoko.
Kuno kuri nani zvemutowa kumwakaoma kumwe munyoro muri kupi?
Ndiri kuzaka kuno kwa Muroi.
Zaka rinopisa.
Kwabhukururu. Zaka rinopisa, kwarinopisa pachokoko.
Right, tudzei kwakabira sei kuzaka?
Kunoku zvinoitika kwacho kwabhukururu kwacho ukoko.
Mm-hmm.
Chikafu chacho chinouya.
Mm-hmm.
Chero ndewi.
Mm-hmm.
Zvokuti iyo haunogona kutoshaiwa kana chunhu. Zvokuti chinohoreswa usiku. Vanhu vaenda kundovata paya paya ndo pachinokoresewa. Zvakudipenda kuti unopinda cheche here. Ye Zion retambo here kana kuti haupindi cheche Zion retambo plus ichinogoreswa on political grounds.
Panenge paita
kuti makore ese izvozvo zvogara chingoitika.
Saka gore rinongoma ndiyo.
Ngoma ndiyo. Zvokuti vanhu vhiki yapera vanga vaitori pafertilizer.
Mhm.
Vakamirira fertilizer. Saka fertilizer yacho yakapiwa vanhu vakambopiwa mbeu.
Mhm.
Ndo vakapiwa sikanzi vanopiwa fertilizer. Vaibva pauya mapfunde vanhu ivavo ndo vakadzokorora futi. Saka vanhu vanenge vachingopiwa imba 1 yokuti inogona kuti mumba mugona kubuda vanhu vanoita 6 or 7.
Mhm.
Vopiwa ipapo. Asi kana kwakunzi kwetu koshandiwa kuti kunodini vanhu vava vabudi.
Mhm.
Nokuti zvaizopiwa through counselor.
Yeah. Saka makambotaura here kumakurukota kana kuti kumangarawo kune vamwe kuti aiwa kuno zvina zvina kumira mushi.
Yo vakuru vacho ma MP anenge aripo.
Mhm.
Mapurisa anenge aripo vachizviona zvichitika. Iwo vanotopiwa avo chikafu chacho ichocho.
Saka pana chinobuda.
Kuti uri uripo hwakakura zvimwe zvisingatomboiti.
Aiwa tino.
Vati vana makore zvichitika izvozvo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Brian, tichaedza kuzokufonerai kuti tidzidzwe kuti zviri kufamba sei. Totaurawo zvakare nemakuru kuti acho, asi tinotenda zvikuru.
Maita basa mandibatawo ndachimbozama nguva yose ndichiona ndisingambodaniwo pastudio sezvo ndichiva kuti zvinofamba sei.
Haiwa, chirongwa ndechenyu, tafara zvikuru kuti mapindawo muchirongwa.
Nendafara zvikuru. Ndafara Mwari akubudzire nyasha.
Haiwa, nemiwo tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs.
We've got another caller, Robius. Usechamani kunapa blessing. Robius, kunjani baba?
Nyaphila baba mtemboni njani?
Nyaphila uzwa kalulambile mfowethu nga.
Ngisambele ngwa West eMatabo.
Kunjani eMatabo khonapho?
Dala kids lapha kulodora.
Tshela mina mfowethu.
Now kwakungathi socially lapha iyabona abantu manje kugcina ngo-August. Lapho kwakugcina khona kunikwa abantu kufika kathesi akula lutho. Inkomo ziphelile akula lutho. Nembuzi zagula zafa. Indaba yakhona ukuthi singayiqeda njani, ukuthi kuyini ungakuthengisa ungumuntu isakhamuzi khona asikwazi lokuthina okusele izidumbu kuphela.
So singathi qhubeka.
Kathesi kunje so bekulabanye nje abanye abasidayileyo bezocela impuku khonapha nathi asilayo nathi bahambile benjalo ukuthi baza kudlani lami vele kangikwazi khona.
Singathi kuyahlupha umuntu omdala.
Lokho kunje so asikwazi kumbe uhulumende ukhona kumbe kasekho kasikwazi shuwa ngoba lapho kuselele lapha ukuthi kuyadosha abantu befile kuphela. Iplani yangikhona vele ayibonakali. Akula muntu olempuphu. Ngikhuluma iqiniso lonke khonapha lapha engikhuluma ngikhona khona. Kusematabo la. Akula balutshwana abantu abalempuphu endlini.
So kutsho ukuthi abantu bathwele nzima.
Abantu lapha sithwele nzima lapha vele sikwazi. Izulu lapha likasiwuli lisewule kwezindawo. Kwezindawo lisewula ngamadamu ngalamanzi, inkomo ziyabanjwa ludaka vele. Ibuthangithange kwelidamu lakithi lalisingwambithi wawo le nkomo 13 ezazibanjiwe.
Ha kuzima baba singazi ukuthi kuyaphela njani. Pholisela ukugcina khona bo mnumzane.
Ah sikwazi shuwa ngoba sike sabona abantu bezizini nje bebuzabuza khona apha sibatshelile nje konke nje ukudureka kwe-Tesla khona apha sikwazi kumbe kukhona esiza kuthola vela sikwazi.
So
kunomuntu nje onothando lokuthi abantu bangafi. Angavakatshela kwava nje apho ngokuphandle kubile okuthathu. Yiko khonokho ngiyabonga bantu.
Hayi sibonga kakhulu ke silethemba lokuthi bazangenela khona apho baba. Yeah, blessing. That is Ropius in Matabo. That is in Mberengwa. He says the situation is very critical there. No mill, no nothing. The government last gave people food aid in August. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, you know, a lot of cattle are dying, you know, and even goats and all those kind of domestic animals because of the drought.
Mm-hmm.
So he says they don't even know what to do now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Before we take our next call at Satanda, kune mwe mkere regati mboti zokerei, kuna Reverend Kadenge. Reverend Kadenge?
Lipo.
Manzi, kwa shuruku utahurwa nevamu hapo kuti variku netseka, they are concerned about the partisan distribution of food. What is your take on this?
Yeah, it's there. People are given food as... regardless where they belong, and this is very unbecoming, and we don't understand why the distribution of food is done that way, because food should be given to everyone who needs it, and there's no discrimination there, but unfortunately in our situation people are given food because they belong to which party and so forth. And that is very unfair on the part of the people who are suffering. Because when people suffer, they don't suffer because they belong to this party or the other party. But because they are in a situation where they cannot afford. So people are desperate, and they have to be treated in a fair manner, which should be open to all, so that whoever is not having food should be given food in spite of where they belong.
Thank you so much, Reverend Dr. Levi Kadenge. Please do stay on the line. Tina Mkoma Lloyd Homani. Makadi Mkoma Lloyd.
Mkoma Blazing Makadi.
Aywa, is Trinani Zedu Mkoma Lloyd. Murikupi Mkoma Lloyd.
Mdrim Pretoria.
Mu Pretoria omo. Manzi wakuti kumusha oko nzara inenge ya pfunya chisero. Muriku tumira were zvekudya.
Ya ticha zama no katino kwanisa kuti titumiro hama kumusha. Nekuda kwenzara ya asinda munyika medu. Asi dambudziko riripo Mkoma Blessing ndero kuti ndofunga mufundisi pamadzidzo kutaura. Vambotibate bati zvamarichida kuti nditaure. Dambudziko redu riri munyika ndero kuti kunyange dzimwe nyika dzikatibatsira nechikafu. Kapi choche chikaenda kuhurumende. Hurumende yakushandisa chikafu as a weapon nekukampaina kuti tiwane mavhoti. Saka zvoreva kuti kana munhu ari weopposition haachakwanise kuwana chikafu nekuti anotsigira opposition. Asi dai tanga tabvisa mweya wokuti opposition kana kuti ruling party totira mweya wedambudziko rapinda munyika yedu. Nekuti tiri kubatsirwa nevamwe vanhu kuti hama dzedu kanti nyika yedu haina kurima kanti haina kutsagora kanaka. But kana taakusarudzana kuti uyu hafane kuwana, uyu ndiye anowana, uyu hafane kuwana, uyu ndiye anowana, hazvina zvazviri kubatsira. Zvakangofanana nerufu. Kana uri munhu unoziva chivanhu ukaona panekizo paine rufu, usinei neukama naye. Unosvika neipapo uchibata maoko uchina nekuti rufu runorwadza munhu wese. Saka nzara yakangofanana nerufu.
Saka munhu wese anonzwa kurwadziwa nekuda kuti haana chekudya. Hazvigona kuti next job yapangu inini pandinogara ndiona vari kufana nenzara ini ndiinazvo. Saka zviri nani kuti chishoma chandiinacho ichocho ngatikwanise kuti tigoverane tisheyane pakati nepakati ekliche zvinobatsira izvozvo. Saka dambudziko redu iri kumakurukota ehurumende kuti kana vakapuwa chikafu nehurumende vakuchipiwa chikafu icho kuti aiwa chikafu chinochipuwa nezano pf but at the same time chiri kubva kumadhona kunze kwenyika. Ndo dambudziko riri kuitika. Ndakumbotora example rakaitika like pandinobva kwamutoko I think last week but one. Pane chikoro chakaenda nemvura chakaenda nedutu. Kati hapana zvakataurwa nezvazvo kunzi tida kubatsira chikoro ichocho. Kati vana vechikoro pachikoro pasifanonzi pachindenda primary school chakaenda nedutu mvura yakanaya but hapana even one of the government official akamboenda kunobatsira. But when towards election ndopaanenge wakuda kuchioneka manje. So which is very 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 bad. Hazvinenge zvinobatsira. Kana taona zvinhu zvakadaro ngatipindei tisingasarudzi kuti munhu zvara iri papi idambudziko reri tese. Saka
tinotenda zvikuru. Tinotenda zvikuru. Mukoma Lloyd Lloyd there is saying that hunger knows no political party, so they must not be politicization of food aid. Gibbs.
Yes, lo babu Joseph Moyo ecingwani khona baba Moyo ungawutshona njani? Hayi, siyatshona kakhulu. Sicela usondele efonini ukuthi sikuze kuhle baba.
Ye ngizwe kwayo sibili.
Ye ubona njani okwenzakalayo lokho?
Ya indaba le ibuhlungu kakhulu kubafowethu laba abanye abathi bona nxa bangathola ukuthi bafuna ukuthi basinye izandla bafuna ukunika abanye. Into enginanzelela kakhulu lapha yikuthi abadala bethu babavumi ukuthi izinto lezi ziyabehlula. Ngabe bayavuma ukuthi into iyabehlula ngayo izinto ziyalula.
Kodwa indlala sibili nxa wena ungaphi khonapho kathesi?
Ngisephela phuse gargayo.
Ye, so khonapho kunjani kodwa indlala?
Indlala vele ibhahile kabe igcwele indawo yonke abantu yisiki yoyo kuyakhalwa kuyafika lapho.
Manje abantu liphila njani khonapho nxa liphuma lisiyatshona? Kuhamba njani?
Hayi baba, kunzima ukuphila kwabantu lapho. Besiphoke ukubamba lebhola laphana ukuthi lathi njengobana ngomakhelwane lisingabe le ndaba lakho ukuthi ubani ungaliphi bani, ubani ungaliphi bani. Siphoke ukuphanana khonokho kuningi.
I-Food for Work program ke ayikho yini ukusebenza lokho?
Hayi, ngathi ngakabi khona.
Kho manje liphila ngani sibili empilweni kwa?
Siya siphila ngakhona okukulo ke siphuma siyajekeja. Ngathi akwathi indawo esilapha esindawo egolide le. Sesiphuma siyajekeja sifile ke kumnani ke sesiphilile. Sesiphila ngakho.
Hayi, siyakuzwa emoyo baba, ube lempila fike enhle baba.
Nami ngiyabonga ngokwesibili ungena ehlelweni lomu.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu ukuthi ungenile mfowethu. Okay, bye-bye. That is Mr. Joseph Moyo. He's in Philaposi. He says, now they are depending on gold panning. There's nothing they can do. So I guess we've got Mr. Malaki Nkomo. He's a ZANU-PF activist based in Philaposi. That's exactly where this guy was calling us from. Mr. Nkomo, good evening and welcome to the program. We are going to talk about Malaki Nkomo.
Yeah, who's our kids? Who's our baba?
I see a bit of a cool. I was telling Baba Nkomo. Kunjani khona ngapho nxa sikhangele indlala baba?
Indlala Gibbs isesikhumqiniso ikhona esigabeni, ikhona elizweni. Ongashiyo ntathu yomuntu kodwa ongumumo okhona owomkhathi ukuthi abantu abalimanga ngendlela ngesikhathi abafanele balime ngazo, njalo izulu alinanga ngendlela ofanele ithini line ngayo. Esikubangelayo ukuthi uhulumende indlenze ukhona udizi uyabonakala umuntu uyafika ebantwini ukukhangela labo abantu abaswelayo. Kunjalo nje uhulumende ubuye wakukhangelisisa futhi usofanti angezelele inani labantu abakhona ku-social welfare ukwenzela ukuthi wonke umuntu ongabe engavunanga athole ukuphila. Iqiniso elikhona ukuthi indlala leyi abantu bangayithatha bafake i-politics phakathi. Kanti-ke yindlala evelele kumkhathi womumo okhona.
Kodwa bakhona abakhalayo khonapha Nkomo bathi kukhanya ngazani ukudla lokhu. Kunikwa ngokuthi umuntu ungubani. Nxa ukuthi kwelinye ibandla bathi hayi abakuniki. Kume njani khonapha eFilabos?
kunabuzwe into ekhona ukuthi ukudla lokho kufikela ezandleni zikahulumende kufikela ku-DA wehlekwe ku-social welfare esika lapho bayesika kumasabhuku amasabhuku yo akhetha abantu ababona ukuthi lo yimphila layo uyahawula lo kufanti athi lokho ukuthi kuthiwa khona abantu babanjwa izandla naye indawo yokuthiwa ngamanga aluhlaza joko ngibona ngami ibandla lezanu p f latsho lona sobala ukuthi uma kulo muntu oncitshwe ukudla ngabuye egcekeni atsho ukuthi ulayinephi uncitshwe mbani ngoba ngokwazi wami mina abakhokheli bebandla lezanu p f angaze mbabone besima phambi kwabantu beholisa uma ukhansila lo sabhuku bekhokhelwa ihofisi kasikomithi ekupheni abantu njalo ihofisi ye-social welfare kuyiyo elama-rejista ekha abantu ukuphila singafuna ukuthi sichothoze sifaka ibala lezanupiye phakathi ngendlela yokuthi abantu babengatelwanga iqiniso njalo babengafuni kulokhela kufana lokuthi nje abantu babephuke ukukhuluma izinto ezingekho kodwa iqiniso elikhona yukuthi usabhuku elayinini yakhe nguye ohlala phansi akhethe abantu abadibekayo akhethe abantu abaswelayo abe nenani labantu elihamba ku-social welfare umumbi uyobuya uqondelelo lwabantu ukuthi labo bantu ukuthi ibala nezanupiye abantu balifakela ngiphakathi angikwazi.
Yeah, so that is Mr. Malaki Komo. Can you hold on there? We're coming back to you. He says Crawleyheads and councillors actually draft a list of people that receive food aid. So then the social welfare department endorses or does whatever, and then the DA also participates in that kind of a process. So he says it's not true that people are not being given food, those that belong to certain parties. Yeah,
of course, we'll come back to him. Regatine, Maita Wanda Magadi.
Magadi, woikoko.
Ai watiri wadi muripi imi?
Ndikuno South Africa.
Oh, muriku South Africa. Nyaya rimudariro mainzwa ndeye chikafu. Muriku tumira here kuZimbabwe.
Ah, tinotumira kana tawana ari kuenda, tinotumira.
Manga muchida kuti wokudi nenyaya yacho iyi.
Aiwa nyaya yekupiwa kwevamwe vanhu chikafu vamwana vasingawani iyoyo nyaya inotorwadzisa inini. Inotondirwadza nekuti munhu wese kana dai kuri kuti waenda nebato ripi waenda nebato ripi munhu wese munhu wezimbabwe anofanira kupuwa chekutya nekuti haungatarisi mumwe munhu achiva nenzara vanhu iye zvinovazara nemwoyo wakaipisisa chaivo hatisina rudo saka zvakanaka kuti vanhu kana vanenge vari vatungamiri kana makansera kana masabhuku vape munhu nemunhu wese chigafu awane chekutya ndo nyaya yandingatoti ndo zvingaita dai zvikaitwa saizvozvo.
Saka hamusi kufara kuti vanhu vanotasika kuti wabuda mbamani usati wapuwa chikafu?
Aiwa zvitofadzika nekuti munhu wese kana atobuda pachena kuti ndiri kuda chekudya anofanira kuchiwana.
Asi manzwa akava ankomo wezanupiefu vatina vapo vachiti aiwa handizvo zviri kuitika.
Vanotaura havo kuti handizvo zvinenge zvichiitika but vari munzvimbo idzodzo vanenge vachitotaura kuti zviri kutoitika zvinoshamisa kuti unozwa kunzi takati hachi hakuna zvakadaro asi munhu aripo abva ipapo arinotaura kuti ndanyimwa saka zvinorewei.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Maita Wanda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa tinotenda.
Maita Wanda is insisting that you know, politicizing food aid is not good. Of course, we have also seen some videos on social media circulating of some party officials saying that they won't give any food aid to members of certain political parties. You know, but we are yet to hear of any arrests.
Yes, you know, Baba Lapa, I think wabe ngomunye ndiweni ndiweni baba ungachona njani
anyachona baba
ye ngusem ndiweni seza khuluma la enkai
le nhlanhla ukukhuluma namhlanje kade vele ngangena ehlelweni
oyi hayi phongukuthi nje 1 minute sikunike khonapho khulume baba.
All right, engingakutsho mina according uhlelo lokwabo kokudla mali ufike kuhulumeni into ekhulunywa ngabantu ayona engamanga ikuthi isigaba esikhona ngiyezwa ubaba uMalaki Nkomo nalelo hlelo lami kuradio la uMalaki Nkomo maye khuluma ubaba lapha isigaba esikhona sokuthi maybe kuyakufika isikhathi kwezindawo ngoba ungananzelela kathesi usabhuku oyabe khona usabhuku ungaphansi kwezani and the next thing ekhona vele uyabe wazi ama-members angawezani so that's what is all about ikho abantu begcina sokuthiwa ama political parties kugcina kwesigaba sokungani ukudla kuphiwa inganqanye inganqanye isibuya indaba mina ngiyimemba active uku eNewtown angisoyizana ngiso NDC angiso whatever party but ngikhuluma neNewtown ukuthi kona le nto leyo yokubandlululana ngiyayibona mina party bakhona even nakhona lapha surrounded ngoba kaningana bekusinga ufika uRayisi izinto ezinjalo uzisho ukukhethwana ngemisebenzi which means ukuthi into leyana iyadinga yabo
aha hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Dix sibongele kakhulu nje wena
ngibonga kakhulu
okay bye bye so that is Mr. Ndiweni he says the problem is you know structurally people in local areas they know who is ZANU and they know who is MTC they know who is ZAPU and so forth so he says these some of these councillors know exactly who to give the food together with the Crawleyards so he says what Mr. Nkomo is saying he may be knowing something there
Reverend Kadenge are you still on the line
yes
Yeah, Reverend Kadenge, there was another issue that the donors are raising. They are saying that, you know, there's a shortage of money in banks, that is cash. So they are saying that the money that they want to distribute to some people to assist them in their day-to-day activities as part of the assistance that they are giving to the needy. But they are saying now they cannot do it because, you know, the government changed the law to say that people can only use the Zimbabwe dollar, not US dollars. So they are saying they have not been able to distribute some of that money. It's in foreign currency. Can't the government just change that policy and allow people to get US dollars rather than wait for the RBZ to print cash that is not available at the moment?
That should really money in whatever currency so that they can buy is available. Printing it to bond bank, yes. It's unfair because are not the ones who have caused 40 shortages of money. It is the government which is not provided enough money.
Reverend Kadenge, we have to call you back. Your line is bad. I think we'll call you back. Gibbs?
Yes, we're going to call you back. So, Baba Nkomo, nxa ungizokhonapho ukhona cingwane
inkona yeah
so in all this kind of a thing you know people can blame so and so for you know the food problems and so forth but looking ahead like you know in the near future what should be done to contain such a situation Mr. Nkomo
ngibona ngizakhuluma lapha esindebele njengoba ndiya ngichaza mphathi
kusindebele hayi kuba yeah kunjani
Yes, ukuthi igipsi indlela le njengoba ngisho mina ukuthi iqondane nabantu bonke. Singananzela indlela ivele ikhona le mabhayibhelini. Abantu babesuka besiya kwamanye amazwe besiyodinga ukudla. Kuyafana ukuthi kathesi abazali bangabe belabantwana kwezinye indawo lapha yikuphathisana. Uhulumende ephathisa ngapha labazali labantwana labo bephathisa abazali. Njalo nje kuyindlela le engitshiloyo futhi ukuthi amahofisi ayi-social welfare no-DA sofanele bangene bakhangelele ukuthi wonke umuntu akalimanga kunjenje sesiya kudisemba udisemba seqalisile izulu nxa ingakhanya lapho engikhona mina alikathondi gips ukutonda kodwa alikathondi inkomo yade sizikhangelele ukuthi izo ezasincedisa ekugcineni imuli ziyafa ziyaphela ayisontandi yomuntu kodwa kuyintando kaNkulunkulu leyo mina engicela ikhona ukuthi khona endaweni ezinjana abantu ngabalungise inani yabantu ofanele bathole ukwenza ukuthi uhulumende akwazi le ekukhethana ngibona ngani ukudla kuzafika kujonge kwesikhathi abantu abangu-70 kunabantu abangu-100 labana abantu abangu-30 labana yibo abantu abazasukuma sebesithi bona bakhethwe ngezombangazwe kanti kungasilo qiniso ukuthi uma singananzelela ukudla khona ngabe kubuye kukwana le inani yabantu abanjani eliyabe libhaliwe so mina engikutshoyo ukuthi akubhalwe-ke bonke abantu abakwanisa ukuthi uhulumende abancedise bancediswe.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Ye, ubambe khona pho ungayika jana. Mm-hmm.
Tisata enda kune mutereri kati mbodzokere kuna Reverend Kadenge foni yawo yanga ichiti netsei. Reverend Kadenge, we're talking about cash shortages.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I was saying it's very unfair to treat people in such a way whereby they are not the causes of the problem. If it's the government which is the problem, they should allow all the foreign currencies which are available to be distributed so that people can use that money to buy, as long as the money which they have can be exchanged with food. Mm-hmm. Then that's the way to go, mm-hmm. rather than stopping it and refusing people food aid, because the government doesn't have money. So since it doesn't have money, it should allow the currencies that are there so that they can be given to individuals mm-hmm. who can exchange it with food.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Reverend Dr. Kadenge. Do stay on the line. Tina Tarisai Parunare Makadi.
Well, okay, that's how my daughter says.
Makadi, eh?
Tripo, Makadi.
Ay, what, Tripo, Murukupi?
Right, now, Tripo, Copa Queen, which I want with
you. Okay, Paris, Tripo, Copa Queen.
Hey,
Saka muri kurarama nei manje kukopa kwino?
Kune na umwe yoga yega wena akuna rugare.
Akuna mvura zvakanaka.
Bona mvura yasitombonaya zvese.
Saka i nyangwe gore rinouya muri kutarisira kuti nzara inenge yakapfunya chisero.
Inenge iri kufuti chitota zvai pamwe tingabatsira nehurumende but zvopa zvatongofara.
Kombe dzepresident chau input dziri kumbowanika here?
Dzinowanikwa but dzinenge dzine rusarura manje.
Ndezvekuti uri kubato ripi?
Izvo zvinenge zvibato riri kutonga.
Riri kutonga.
Saka isusu manje tichizvika matikuru unobva tirasirwa parero.
Hapana chinobuda.
Hakuna tobvawani tirongotisisi mai takabva tanzwa kuna price hatitombopiwa kana chiunu chiroga yadhona hatirowani
hamusi kupiwa nyange nemadhona acho
hakutori na kutonzi kuna price onerei munorima meka mvura haina basa nazvo kaa mvura hainaika ichiti muro kumapurasi kanaase inongoregaona yakwesa anomaona asi sitonzonyinywa mazhinji muro kumapurasi.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukomba Tarisai nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa, haparibvumaita basa. Aiwa, madigonera ndambozvuwa.
Handiti aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru chirongwa ndechenyu. That's Tarisai there is disputing the fact that there is no partisan distribution of food. He's saying it's very rampant. And he's also concerned that he lives in a farming community, and he's saying that it appears those are not targeted for food distribution. He's saying that, you know, what they are hearing is that since they are in a farming community in farms, they can take good care of themselves. But he's saying that with this drought, you know, they are also affected.
Were they actually trained, Blessing, do you know, for them to be farmers, or they just moved in and started doing whatever they did, and, you know? So maybe that's the problem. So
yeah, that might be a problem. But if you look at the issue of maize production, for example, in Zimbabwe, you know, even with the white farmers when they were still there, it was the communal farmers who were producing most of the grains. And you can go up to 1904 when they started recording it. And you see that in terms of bags, the communal African farmers had about 2,151 bags that they produced that year in 1904. And then the white settlers at that time had, I think, about 56 bags only. So, but now, you know, I don't know what is really happening, because, you know, traditionally the
communal farmers used to produce more.
No, but in, but if you look at their pieces of land, like over the years, you know, the white farmers were controlling 80% of the land, the black farmers 20%. But with that 20%, they were producing enough grain to feed the nation. It's not happening anymore. Yeah. So there's something really wrong.
Yeah, it's sort of like an anomaly. So, Slopa Bagi, Upanda Moyo, Ekwene, Panda Moyo, Unjan.
Pila Unjan, Dube.
Sia, Pilung, Abuana Pomo.
Mina ni Komya, Meskabe, Nukwa Mabama Village, Kuwa Dinain, Wat Makulela.
Unjan, Gunape Makulela.
Hayi makhulela lapha kula Zulu Dube, hayi inkomo lazo ziyafa abantu nendlala.
Manje kuphilwa njani kona?
Hayi kuphile kanzima sibili, kuphile kanzima Dube, ngoba manje hayi lama prize lawo, hayi abantu nje bavele bengasebenzi kusemakhaya bethembele kona enkomeni ziyafa. Nendlala abanye abaholi angasizathobani lati asazi abalutshwana nje asi abangatholiyo ukuthi ibona kati bayabejiyelwani ngoba izulu alinephelanga wonke umuntu.
Aha, emakhulela phela lalile nkomo eziningi kakhulu khonapho zaya ngaphi?
Zikhona sibili kodwa zifile lo nyaka Dube, zifile inkomo zinye zitholakala zilamamethi. Bengikhuluma nesinye isakhamuzi umakhelwane wami ethe yake yatholakala ile nkalakatha emethi, yatholakala ile waya ihlabela uswini. So okunye yibuchapa bethu kodwa indlala enkomeni ningi ziyahamba zikiluma ngomude ukuze uzidinge maybe la onke bavuke ekuseni bevusa sebeyizikwadi zokuvusa abantu sebeza amagroup okuvusa inkomo. So isimo sibi sibili kwamakhulela.
Ye, kodwa ke siyabona kuthiwa abanye abantu bayabandlululwa ngendaba zombangazwe lapho kunjani?
Hayi lapha kusombangazwe zisathi sibambele nje ngomumo wombangazwe kule ndawo awuvamanga kakhulu, kodwa ke siyasicelela nje ukuthi bona ocouncil labanye o-MP ophuthi laba bakunanzelele ukuthi bona laba ababili abathatha abangaholayo kati bona bayabezadlani shuwa.
Hayi nxali njalo zihamba kuhle. So ke
umsindo abantu balapha siyobantu abapolitika kakhulu babambene nje bayamukela konke okwenzakalayo.
Ye, phose lokugcina ke malumama.
Hayi lami ngithi hayi ngingaphosela mele okugcina mina ngobhanda moyo ngihlala komnyama esigabeni kogwamagwama. Ngithi hayi siyasiceleni madoda ukhanseli wethu uKulube akhangele bona laba abanye abangatholiyo ekwazi ukuhambisa imibiko phambili la bathole, ngoba izulu alinanga kuwonke umuntu. Ngiyabonga dude.
Siyabonga dad.
Ngiyabonga.
Okay, bye bye. So that is Mr. Panamoyo. He says at least in their area there's no political issue on around maize distribution. So he says, well, we are always helping each other. Yeah, I think we're coming to the end now.
Of course, unfortunately, time is not our best ally. And we want to take this opportunity to thank Reverend Dr. Levi Kadenge of the Methodist Church in Epworth, and also Mr. Malaki Nkomo, a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Thank you to our listeners, our callers, and our team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers. And signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.